Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind misplays the ball. That's an error on Lind. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. Haas moves to second. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to second. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Lind reaches second base with a double. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Miller trying to get to home. Simmons throws the ball into Cochran, who tags Miller, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Jameson moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Boley reaches second base with a double. Dykes moves to third. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Wahlberg hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop is hit by the pitch. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Lind settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Boley scores. Bishop moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Bishop scores. Cochran moves to third. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Simmons scores. It's 6-2, Athletics. Wes Farrell now pitching. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Lind applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Averill reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's 6-3, Athletics. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Ossie Orwell now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Morgan moves to second. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lind hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp pinch hits for Jackie Tavener. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp takes first base on ball four. Johnny Burnett pinch runs for Johnny Hodapp. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Sewell scores. Morgan moves to third. Burnett moves to second. It's 6-4, Athletics. Bill Shores now pitching. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Jameson takes first base on ball four. Morgan scores. Burnett moves to third. Farrell moves to second. It's 6-5, Athletics. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Burnett scores. Farrell scores. Jameson goes all the way around to score. Fonseca moves to third. It's 8-6, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes can't make a play. That's a base hit. Fonseca scores. It's 9-6, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Boley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Burnett now playing shortstop. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boley takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Bill Shores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shores hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 6. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox can't make a play. That's a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett can't make a play. That's a base hit. Joe Schott now pitching. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Cochran moves to third. 2 outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Miller reaches second base with a double. Cochran scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 9-8, Indians. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 8. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lind hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shores fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Burnett. Boley moves to second. Bill Shores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shores is 0 for 1 in the game. Shores bunts in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boley tags and moves to third. 2 outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 8. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field. Haas picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Haas. Fonseca moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 10-8, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morgan. Miller reaches second base with a double. Simmons moves to third. Jimmy's in now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zinn fields it and throws to home to get Simmons. Miller moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boley takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to second. Wald French pinch hits for Bill Shores. Wald French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French takes first base on ball 4. Miller scores. Dykes moves to third. Boley moves to second. It's 10-9, Indians. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bishop hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Philadelphia Athletics, 9. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.